Give it up for David Andrew Dougal. Dougal? Dougal!
There we go.
I can tell it was an old word. I can tell it. I like the whole name. I like it.
Thank you, dear.
It's Dougal like a bugle with a D. That's the way I get the proper pronunciation and spelling and all that good stuff. I'm more of a prose slinger, but actually, since the start of the year, I've been writing poetry. Hey! And it's a recurring piece called The Rhyming News. Okay, here's the things. It's evolved into six lines only. They all got a rhyme. Meter is questionable. And they all got to be about the last week of news. And some are kind of opaque, and some are, you know, pretty obvious. Okay? So, here we go. I'm your written off reporter, Rip Reed, right up there reading off the rhyming news. To the NFL, silent protests are just fines. Korean talks restarted, or just to undermine. 1,500 kids were lost amid the icy climes. Eight accusers say even Morgan is that malign. Curried LeBron is served again for the finals time. Roseanne Bard from ABC, they didn't see the signs. Okay. They have a very short shelf life. I write a new one every Wednesday, so if you come to 5th and K next Wednesday, this Wednesday, you'll hear another one. Yay! Okay, anybody here familiar with the Bob Dylan song, Ballad of a Thin Man? Maybe not. Wow. Okay, well, this is a variation on the lyrics for that song. You may or may not recognize it. This one's called Ballad of an Asshat, and it'll be obvious who it's about in a moment here. You speak through the air to your know-nothing fans. You see a bleeding heart and say, why is that, man? You yell and you scream, but you never understand. Just vent your spleen to the guy on the phone. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you? Alex Jones. You pop all your veins proclaiming, this is how it is. When someone points out your problem, you say, it's his. And you say, we're all blind and it's just the radio biz. And you say, we're all godless and I'm here all alone. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Alex Jones? You cash in your paycheck with for all the fantasies you speak. How everything's a false flag. Crisis actors every week. At InfoWars, it's only battle, and the outlook's always bleak. And it's possible you've seeded a mistrust that has grown. And something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Alex Jones? Well, you have many contacts among administration hacks to ignore facts when someone attacks your imagination. But there's no one you respect, and so you never check your wild, vile, and salacious accusations. Ah, you've put down professors and all their learned books with great frauds, all the lessons you have took. You've snared money from your listeners with all your sharpened hooks. You're in it to get rich, it's well known. But the well is finally drying up and you don't know why that is, do you, Alex Jones? Well, the families of dead kids and the grieving that they feel, do you have some humanity to which they can appeal? You just crush all their hopes with your vindictive heel, so they sue for defamation with a groan. Now you're in legal trouble, but you don't know why that is, do you, Alex Jones? Your wife is divorcing, saying, get the hell out now. And you say, for what reason? And she says, now. And you say, what does this mean? And she screams, you're leaving now. Take your rage and get out of this home. And you know your life is changing, but you don't know why it is. Do you, Alex Jones? Well, you walk into the courtroom like a sorry-ass clown. You're looking at the docket and you're wearing your best frown. There ought to be a law against you lying round the town. Give up your mic and your phones, because your karma's finally coming due and you're going on the skids. Screw you, Alex Jones.